You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Friday. It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you've had a tremendous Friday. I hope you had a great evening up until now. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. And this is when I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Go ahead and pat yourselves on the back. This is what I do. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. So whether you're locked in on the free Odyssey app, whether you're listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, you could be locked in right now as well. Sirius XM, channel 158. Or you could be listening on a smart speaker. Thank you so much. We got a lot to get into. It's just a busy day. It's been a busy day. It's been an upsetting day. Here's a few things. The NBA season is coming to a close. If you did not have evidence, ask the Dallas Mavericks. We're going to talk about the Dallas Mavericks shortly. Zion Williamson. This man hasn't played basketball since January 3rd. Hamstring injury. Don't expect to see Zion even in the play-in for the Pelicans. That's like, throw that out the window. Here in Atlanta, I just left State Farm Arena, home of the Atlanta Hawks. They're going into overtime with a Sixers team that includes absolutely nobody. The Masters is going on. It's raining. I told you about that yesterday. Brooks Koepka is leading. And then Rory McIlroy, he looks like he is absolutely, well, doesn't look like it. He's cooked again. Jaylen Brown is dealing with a cut in his hand, 5 stitches. Justin Verlander wants to play baseball. The Mets had their home opener. He wants to play. They're like, slow down. And I told you last night, Kevin Durant thinks that this version of the NBA, where guys don't play, he thinks when it comes to the actual game, it's just as physical as in the past. And he has an explanation for it. So we got a lot to do, a lot to discuss, a lot to touch upon. Shep, how are you?
I'm doing well, JR. Disappointed like yourself in things that have taken place the last 24 hours, but overall I'm good, man. I'm glad you went to the game after all that back and forth.
I said I was going.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't back if I said I was
going to
go.
No, I just meant in terms of the dialogue on why you were resistant to going, but you did say you would go, yes.
Oh, yeah, I said I was going to go. And I didn't know who the hell was playing. I saw Montrezl Harrell and Dwayne Dedman, but we'll get into that game. There's a more important game, and it's actually taking place right now. It's in Dallas, Texas. It's the Chicago Bulls taking on the Dallas Mavericks. And right now, in the third quarter, the Dallas Mavericks lead the score 83-75. Why is this a significant game? Well, Dallas has been absolute garbage since they pretty much acquired Kyrie Irving. We're talking sub-500. Dallas Mavericks, the Dallas Mavericks, are not currently in the play-in tournament. The Dallas Mavericks have been so bad, only picking up 8 victories and about 16 losses since they acquired Kyrie Irving. They're actually waving the white flag on the season while they still have a chance to advance into the play-in. But let's think about this for a minute. They trade for Kyrie Irving. They have Luka Doncic. They still suck. They have a chance to go to the play-in, to go to the playoffs. And if we're being realistic, if any of the above were to happen, the Dallas Mavericks are going to get waxed anyway. Why go to the playoffs when you're going to get your ass kicked? Here is the alternative for the Dallas Mavericks. That the Dallas Mavericks get beat, don't win any more games, don't go into the play-in, Oklahoma City Thunder are above them, don't go to the playoffs, and the Dallas Mavericks maintain a top 10 pick. By losing basketball games here to end the season for the Dallas Mavericks, where they only got one game left Sunday against the Spurs, by losing games, the Mavericks can maintain their top 10 pick. The Dallas Mavericks are tanking. They are. It was only a couple of nights ago that the Dallas Mavericks, they were still trying to win at least. They took on the Sacramento Kings, who, by the way, tonight they're also resting their players. A lot of guys resting tonight. Luka Doncic was asked about going into the play-in, winning games, still trying to make the playoffs, whether or not Luka Doncic was even going to play basketball or whether he was going to shut it down because the Mavs are playing for nothing. It was just a couple of days ago. Luka Doncic was asked about that, and he said, hell no, I'm going to go play.
Luka, there's been talk about shutting you and Kyrie down for the season. What are your thoughts on that possibility?
No, I'm playing tomorrow. When there's still a chance, I'm going to play. So that's not going to happen yet.
Not going to happen yet. If there's a chance for him to play, he'll play. He'll still go for it. Well, yesterday is today, and it was announced earlier this afternoon that none of the Dallas Mavericks were going to play except Luka Doncic. Starting the game tonight for the Dallas Mavericks, very exciting, right? Listen to this. Jaden Hardy, Frank Ntilikina, Dwight Powell, and Reggie Bullock, and then Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic only played this game, and I'm going to just make 1 plus 1 equal 2. I will try my best. I'm not a mathematician. This was Slovenia night in Dallas. Luka Doncic, throughout this game, only played the first quarter in like a minute, 13 minutes total, 13 points, 0-5 from downtown. And up until a few minutes ago, Luka Doncic was still the leading scorer for the Dallas Mavericks, and he only played basically a quarter. And he really only played because it was Slovenia night. If you didn't think you already were sending a bad message to the fans by not playing your players, man, how angry would people be not to see Luka Doncic on Slovenia night? I'm pretty sure there were people who showed up just to see him who were Slovenian. We might as well show love and patronize those fans as opposed to just everybody else who bought a ticket. And from a business perspective, I get it. If you're the Mavs, do you want to go to the playoffs and play in and get waxed and have no chance in hell? Or if you are the Dallas Mavericks, do you want to maintain just probably a top 10 pick? And why is this even a debate? Why is this even on the table? Well, if you go back to 2019, it's crazy to say that was 4 years ago. If you go back to 2019, when the New York Knicks traded away Kristaps Porzingis to the Dallas Mavericks. By the way, that didn't work either. Porzingis is now in Washington, D.C. The New York Knicks got back a first-round pick this year, 2023, that was protected for the Dallas Mavericks if it were in the top 10. And so the New York Knicks might lose out on a draft pick, but right now, and it is still in the third quarter, Dallas leads 88-83. And by the way, Chicago Bulls ain't playing for nothing either here. There's no DeRozan. He's not playing. The Chicago Bulls are basically taking a day two. There's no LaVine. It's a bunch of bums versus bums, if you ask me. Congratulations, NBA-level bums. And the Mavs just reverse course. The Dallas Mavericks publicly quit. Jason Kidd, he had to talk about this before the game. You heard Luka Doncic. If we can play and there's something to play for, we will play and I will play. And he did one quarter. Nice. Thanks for showing face and sitting your ass down. Jason Kidd was tasked with going out there and speaking on behalf of the coaching staff, on behalf of management. This is what Jason Kidd had to say about the decision to sit the Mavericks out.
We were fighting for our lives and understanding this is the situation we're in, but the organization has made a decision to change. And so, we have to go by that. And that's, you know, just something that happens. And so the guys that are playing, we got to go out there and put our best foot forward. And we talked about that this afternoon. And the guys that are playing are going to go out to try to play to win.
Oh. We changed our minds, right? People are entitled to change their minds. It's human beings, right? You evaluate the circumstance. Circumstances. You weigh the good, the bad. You look at the positive. You look at the negative. And you just go, what would be best for the short term and then the long term? And you make your decision. The Dallas Mavericks made their decision, and they decided to quit. They did. And Jason Kidd is speaking on behalf of general manager Nico Harrison. He's speaking on behalf of owner Mark Cuban, who I am sure sooner than later we'll hear from. They quit. Jason Kidd, he was asked, hey, was Luka Doncic in favor of this decision? And Jason Kidd said, listen, you're going to have to ask Luka. And then it continued on. Jason Kidd was asked, if you, Jason Kidd, do you agree with tanking the season? And this is what Kidd responded.
Do you agree with the decision?
Yes, those are my bosses, so yes.
Yeah, what else is Jason Kidd going to say? They are his bosses. What a straightforward, diplomatic answer by Jason Kidd. And this is what the fans think. This is something that I'm supposed to say, right? Y'all suck. What are you playing for? That's something for me to say. I can't say I'm shocked or surprised. Mark Cuban was fined in the past for going on a podcast a few years ago and saying, yeah, it was better for us, the Dallas Mavericks, to tank. Mark Cuban was fined $600,000. For saying, yeah, it's better for us to stink. Is there going to be a fine coming his way this time? Maybe not while he's opening up his yap or keeping it shut. Did what Jason Kidd say, was that an admission? I'll tell you this much. The NBA should just start taking away picks. That's it. If you got guys, and I don't have the answer here. It's probably a flawed solution. But if you got dudes who are saying that they can play or that they will play or that they want to play and then all of a sudden they change their mind, Jason Kidd said they changed their mind. He didn't have to put in any additional words saying that, yeah, we're tanking for our draft pick. He didn't have to say that. He said enough. And I mean, this is crap. This is garbage for the fans. But you know what? The NBA is a growing product. People are going to spend their money. They're 82 games. For the most part, the players do show up and play, and unless it's the end of the season or it's a back-to-back. There are enough instances where you just go, damn, do I want to go to the game? Do I want to spend my hard-earned money to go to the game? But at the end of the season, y'all can fix that, man. Take away some of these picks. It's a disaster. Even we'll talk about this in a few minutes. It's a shame this game is going into overtime even after I left State Farm, where they've gone into overtime. There was no Joel Embiid playing against the Hawks because there's no reason. The NBA has to do something to fix the schedule. And it's not just on the players. It's on the teams. There used to be a time where a guy would still dress and then rest. Maybe he didn't play the whole damn game, but there was a time where the dudes would show up and maybe play a half and then rest. Joel Embiid didn't even get on the plane here to Atlanta. It's terrible. And I can't wait to hear what Mark Cuban has to say about this. And maybe this is additional, you know, retaliation against the NBA for not overturning his issue a few weeks ago, not knowing that the Mavs had the ball and it wasn't their ball and Golden State got an easy score. Maybe he's still mad at that. Maybe Mark Cuban has so much money, he doesn't care if he gets a half million dollar fine. But this sucks for the fans. They deserve better than this garbage. Congratulations to the Slovenian fans who showed up tonight to see Luka Doncic play for 13 minutes in a game that has playing implications. The players will play hard, but management and the NBA, they owe their fans better. End of the season, all of these stars sitting out. It's crap. It's terrible. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I mentioned to you Mark Cuban. And he wasn't a happy camper a few days ago. He wasn't talking about all of this tanking, a word that he will not use or anyone will. He was upset about just where the team is going and what's going on. I'm going to give you an update on this Hawks-Sixers game that I just left, where there were fans in the stands chanting at Sixers, "Who are you?" It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm JR, that's who I am. And I'm going to be here with you. We're just getting started. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We got NBA teams just out here trying to lose. No, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not being facetious. We got teams trying to lose. The Dallas Mavericks are trying to lose. They don't want to go to the playoffs. They don't want to go to the play-in. They want to lose so they stay out of the playoffs and maintain their draft position so they don't have to give up their draft pick to the New York Knicks. And right now, that's a little close. Or maybe it'll happen. I never knew this. How about this? You root for your team to lose. The Dallas Mavericks lead the Chicago Bulls 98-96. The Bulls are ahead. They're on an 11-2 run, excuse me, and they're trying to tie the game up right now. I'm watching it in the studio, and there's about 7 minutes left in the game. Wow. Mark Cuban, just a few days ago, he expressed some of his frustrations with the roster and the team and free agency and the lose. Just listen to Mark Cuban. He likes to complain.
You can point to teams, Hawks, everybody, where, you know, there's frustration. It's not unusual in the NBA. There's only one winner and everybody else loses. You know, I was talking to Kyrie, and it's like if KD had half a shoe size smaller, we're in a whole different universe. And so that's just the nature of the industry. These guys, you know, haven't made the first time in 16 years. And yet they've got, you know, HB and others that have been with them and stuck with them. And so, you know, that's the NBA. People are going to get frustrated. The best competitors are frustrated. Dirk, when we lost, never left a season happy. You know, we didn't always have great chemistry every single season. That's just the nature of the NBA.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, from that perspective, you only going to have one winner, and it ain't going to be us. So let's just shut it down. Let's just shut it down. We not going to win, so let's just shut it down. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about the Dallas Mavericks and their blatant quitting? I don't even want to call it tanking. They're quitting on the season. And here's the other thing. Sure, you can get a top 10 pick, probably pick right at number 10. What the hell does that guarantee you? Nothing. You just get a guy. You don't know what that guy will do. It's a shame. And then I'm going to tell you, speaking of a shame, the Atlanta Hawks, it's official, they just lost to the Sixers bench warmers. I'll give that information to you momentarily. Let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina, and talk to Charlie. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Charlie?
Hello. Just wanted to say it was amazing to me tonight. I'm heading home from the Charlotte Hornets-Houston Rockets game, and that's two teams that I think were number 28 and number 30 in the league. And it was a great crowd and a great game, and it was amazing. I can't believe I was kind of hoping that we'd be able to find some good seats with an empty stadium. I brought along three kids with me, and it was almost packed, and it was just amazing to me. So I people in Charlotte love basketball.
Well, that's good. You said, what, tonight?
Yep. It was
The Rockets won 112 to 109.
Yeah, crazy. So, I can't believe how many people were there for that game. And Charlotte had about seven people out. And it was my son said it was the Greensboro Swarm versus the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, this is a bunch of nobodies. But there's a difference here. We know Charlotte.
No doubt.
Yeah, we know Charlotte isn't going anywhere.
Pride,
we know Houston isn't. Yeah, we know that. How do you feel going to that game? Is there one more home game, or the Hornets have to hit the road?
That was it. They got a road game. That was the last home game.
How would you feel if you showed up and, I mean, granted, everybody's hurt. There's a difference here. The Hornets are legitimately hurt. Their star LaMelo has been hurt for months. How would you feel if you showed up and he's just like, hey, I'm not playing, there's no point? How would you feel about that?
I've had that happen several times. LeBron came to Charlotte. We went to Atlanta one time to see Giannis, and we had to go see Kyrie one time, and he just decided that, you know, his second night of a back-to-back. It's just it's bad. I would compare it to, you know, if you went to see your favorite band in concert and – you know, if you go to see New Edition and Ralph just decided not to show up.
Yeah. Well, why do you – and this is – I'm not going to say you're the problem. It's not you. We love basketball. Why do you keep going, man? You haven't quit yet. I'd be like, screw this crap. I ain't paying.
I'm also a Clemson Tiger basketball fan too, so I'm just a big basketball fan, and I go because I like to hang out with my son and his buddies, and we just make a big time of it. But – it's aggravating. It is when you spend the money on it, and I don't know the answer except for they just play so many daggum games.
Yeah, and they don't want to give up that 82, man. I know people say bring it down to 65, bring it down to 70. I mean, every time you open up that building, they make money. That's it.
Well, exactly. Just like tonight, you had the number 28 and number 30 teams in the. And it was packed, and they were selling concessions and selling parking, and people was getting paid. So you're right. We keep showing up. So when we quit showing up, maybe something will happen.
Possibly. Hey, safe driving out there, Charlie. A pleasure. Call me back. It was great talking to you.
Thank you, man.
No problem. Yeah. Listen, even at State Farm Arena tonight, walking through, and I'm walking all over the damn place. I'm on the floor. I'm on the concourse. I'm in the stands. I'm in the suites. I'm going all over the place. People are getting food. The bar lines are full. Everybody has a drink in their hand. People have merchandise. It's an event. People are enjoying themselves. It's here in Georgia specifically. It is a massive social event. I can imagine. I haven't been up to a game. I think in Charlotte it's the Spectrum or whatever they call that thing now. I'm sure it's the same. You want to go, and it's an event. You take your family, you take your friends, you take your clients, and you watch the game. And even if there's a bunch of bums out there, you hope that you end up with a good game. I just left the Hawks. All things considered, it was eventful because people are in the arena, or were in the arena. And I know my people. They were in there going, we lost again. What else is new? How did we lose to a bunch of, bench warmers? The 76ers beat the Hawks in overtime. The final score, 136-131. Trae Young had a career-high 20 assists tonight. He had 27 points. He was one of six from downtown. And at the beginning of the game, it just looked like they were going to walk all over the Sixers. They stayed within about 10 points in that first half. And I said, screw this. I'm leaving. I'm going to the studio. But they got contributions from everybody in the starting lineup. This is the Sixers starting lineup tonight. Jalen McDaniels, 24 points. George Niang, 24 points. Paul Reed, 10. Shake Milton had 15. Jaden Springer, 19. Off the bench, Daniel House Jr. had 22 points. This man was taking warm-up shots in front of me for like 15 minutes. I had no idea who he was. I knew the name. I knew the face. I could not tie the two together. And they went out there, and they beat the Hawks, who were healthy and had Trae Young and had DeJounte Murray and had John Conn. They don't play no defense. The Hawks just show up, and they just run and gun, and then they lose. And this is against the Sixers team that just said, oh, we don't care. We don't care. We set. 855-212-4CBS. Tyler is here from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, man. How you doing? Love the show. Always listen to it on my drive home from my buddy's Friday night. Always love your takes. First time calling in. Everything going on with the Mavs, truly ridiculous. I'm a diehard Pistons fan. Not a fan of what they're doing, losing so many games and, you know, just starting Killian Hayes, riding with James Wiseman, and Marvin Bagley. It's absurd. Yeah, I'm just really curious, you know, what Kyrie is going to say about all this too. You know, demanded a trade and comes into this. Who knows what he's going to say? He might make the trade this summer for all we know.
Yeah, I think we know he didn't want to be there in the first place, so I don't know how much gasoline he's going to throw on anything. I've never heard anyone say, I can't wait to hear what Kyrie's going to say, but you're correct. Whenever he does speak, it is going to be interesting.
That's definitely going to be interesting. And, you know, going, like, for the tanking and everything like that, you know, I love watching the Pistons play, but if they get Victor, they don't deserve it. Like, man, like, you know, they clinched the last place, so they get a top five pick at least. If they get number one or two for Scoot or Victor, they don't deserve it one bit. All the tanking is just so absurd.
Yeah, well, we got a bunch of teams that basically tanked all year just to improve their positioning to end up with Victor Wembanyama. Thank you so much, Tyler, for calling from Buffalo. Well, come on, man. A good majority of the season. Not even majority. Greg Popovich, at the beginning of the season, before the season started, Greg Popovich stood in front of the media and basically said, hey, don't go out there betting on us to win a lot of games. That came out of the mouth of Greg Popovich. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at the draft prospects, whether it's Victor Wembanyama, Scoot Henderson. You got Miller out of Alabama now. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to go, man, if we can get our hands on a 7'4" Frenchman, let's just go out there and do it. That's why we got a lot of teams that suck. And even a Dallas Mavericks, about a minute left in their game, they're trying to lose on the tank. This is ridiculous. Hey, Shep, what happens? I'm watching a game here in the studio.
Same.
Do they celebrate Like, what happens? Do the fans? I'm gonna try to get some audio. I'm gonna assume the Mavs are gonna lose here. Do the fans celebrate? Well, what do they do? Do they boo? Yeah.
So right now, obviously, it's a 3-point game. 1 minute left to play. I heard some boos. I heard some boos when they're letting these bench warmers, as you refer them to, and rightfully so, just go to the basket without any interior defense whatsoever.
Wait, you have to be clear, because none of the Bulls players are really playing either.
No, that's a fair point. So, like, this, like, Pinson, like, I see Hardaway Jr.'s on the bench. Kyrie's on the bench, and he's coaching him up. I give him credit for that.
This is my question.
Right.
Are you saying the fans were booing them winning?
No, they were them giving up layups as if they were going down Mayberry Street. Like, there's no defense being played, JR.
Fans are rooting for them to win.
Well, why shouldn't they? Yeah, and I'm not raising my voice at you. I'm just saying, like, and one more thing, by the way. Luka Doncic, we know he played 13 minutes. He had the game high for what seemed like 2.5 quarters.
He still does. He's tied 13.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Wow. JR, yeah. If you are Luka, how do you not go to Jason Kidd and say, F the organization. I am the face of this. I am the franchise. I am arguably the greatest player, all due respect to Dirk Nowitzki, you have ever had set foot in this organization. I ain't losing like this. Because I'll tell you what, JR, you and I both watch Michael. We watch Kobe. They would never for the first 13 minutes and then sat out and said, you know what, I'm okay with losing to bench warmers.
We need to stop comparing guys to Kobe and Michael Jordan. This man is getting $200-plus million, okay?
So did they. Between off the court and on the court, those guys both made $200 million
easy. But we don't need to compare everybody to Michael Jordan, the attitude of Kobe. That's not who they are. Luka Doncic can't even go through a season and be in shape. Like, he's not going to run around and demand anything. If they tell him there's nothing to play for, then he's going to go, hey, man, I'm cashing my check. We know that these dudes aren't built the same way from 20 years ago. They're not. And so Luka Doncic, man, they are his bosses too. The other thing is he's not Michael Jordan. He's not Kobe Bryant. None of these guys are. And so they listen to what they're told and they cash their checks and they're fine with that. There are very few guys who command that or actually work towards it. And so I'm not shocked. I'm more shocked that Luka Doncic went and played. But then again, he would seem like a complete ass clown if he said it's Slovenia night and I'm not going to play. That's the only reason he's out there. He's with it. He's with the you-know-whats. Because the other thing, here's something else to keep in mind. The players aren't dumb. They can go out there and want to compete, and they can want to show up, and they could want to be good. They know when they suck. The Dallas Mavericks know they suck. They know they have no chance. They know they're not doing anything. And I'm sure Luka isn't happy. At the same time, he can't force himself out there. That's not how it works. He's going to take the money. And after the game, he's going to sit around and have a couple of beers because that's why he's as fat as he is. And he's going to mind his business and go on vacation. That's it. Forget trying to compete. He needs to be in shape. Put the alcohol down. Don't ask me how I know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Put the alcohol down, allegedly. When we come back, I'm going to give you some not even playoff scenarios. We have some matchups that are already set in the East. I'll update you there. I'll leave the phone lines open. We'll also have a conversation and give you an update on what's going on at Augusta with the Masters.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to tell you, dude, I'm a late night guy. I've been listening to your show for a long time. This is awesome calling and talking to you. I want to be a ray of sunshine for you tonight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. This is a difficult thing to say. A team wanted to lose. Let everybody know. And it happened. The Dallas Mavericks lost to the Chicago Bulls 115-112 at home. That is what Dallas wanted, and they have been eliminated from postseason contention. Play in, play off, they are going home. The Dallas Mavericks will take on the San Antonio Spurs on Sunday, and that's it. They have a better chance now of maintaining their top 10 pick, it not going to the New York Knicks, and that's what the Dallas Mavericks wanted. Bunch of losers. Luka Doncic was the only dude who played, at least from the starters, at least from the stars. He was the only star there. No Zach LaVine for Chicago. No DeMar DeRozan for Chicago. There was no Kyrie Irving for that. They had no starters out there. Luka Doncic played 13 minutes, had 13 points, and was tied for the team lead, and he only played a quarter and 1 minute. I don't even want to say 1 minute. He played 13 minutes. Come on. And at the end of the game, you should have seen it. Dallas Mavericks shot an air ball. Air ball was saved. Dallas Mavericks had a shot at a three. The three goes off the side of the backboard. What a way to lose in ugly fashion. A matter of fact, I want you to listen to the Mavericks' loss. It should be celebrated by all Mavs fans, I guess. I don't know. This is from Mavs TV.
Airplane Mode Jones, that is his nickname, a former slam dunk champion. Here's A.J. Lawson. Lawson, a deep three! And it's way off target. Nilakina trying to save it in. McKinley right in the corner! Off the top of the backboard, and the game is over. That loss eliminates Dallas from play-in tournament contention, which certainly seemed like it was already trending in that direction, given the events of this most unusual day. This most unusual game comes to a conclusion.
That's Mavs TV. It's sent out and produced by Bally. You know what? Next up, if you're going to go in, go all in. The Dallas Mavericks might as well have just done an announcement. Hey, guys, we're going to lose tonight. Show up for a free pizza and a hot dog. Hey, it's Slovenian night. We're going to put Luka out there for 13 minutes, and we'll see what happens. They should have made a whole damn campaign about it, and they'd have got to find $5 million. Don't half-ass it. If you want to lose, then lose. And tell everybody about it. 855-212-4CBS. Cameron is here from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Cam.
Hey, JR. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Hey, man. So, yeah, I do want to talk about Dallas because it's so bizarre, right? Like, none of it makes sense. And, like, here's the thing. If you're, like, they traded for Kyrie Irving, right? They were clearly going all in. And now, all of a sudden, it's like we're not doing that. So, like, I'm a Hornets fan. I have no ground to talk on, you know. Much respect to the rest of the association. But it's like, we're going to go all in with Kyrie Irving, and then now we're going to give up. And I'm sure that's not what Mark Cuban wants. I'm sure it's not what the fans want. But the whole thing strikes me as incredibly bizarre. You know?
Can you imagine how bad, even worse, this is going to look if somebody else wants Kyrie Irving, if they don't retain him? And Kyrie Irving is going to be eligible, or he should be eligible for a five-year, 230-plus-something-odd million-dollar deal. We know Dallas Mavericks ain't offering that to this man. But who else is going to offer him cash? Can you imagine? Yeah. And so I guess that has to make you feel a little comfortable that Kyrie Irving is going to return, because who's going to want him? But can you imagine if he does leave? Can you imagine what type of joke the Mavs would look like?
Oh, JR, it's horrible. And if I can even speak further to it, I'll hang up and listen. Kyrie Irving's one of the greatest players in the association. If Michael Jordan or whoever owns the Hornets in the future, I don't even know what's happening anymore. But if they want Kyrie Irving to come to the team, I feel like I would just say no.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I don't know who would want him at this point. And thank you, Cam, for calling from Charlotte. I don't know who wants Kyrie Irving at the price and for the drama. And it's not so much about, oh, he's a good teammate. His teammates love him and like him. Oh, da, 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 da. It's everything else that comes with it. The teammates, they ain't going to talk bad about each other unless they hate your guts when you're on another team. Where's he going? Los Angeles, oh, by the way, the Lakers are playing right now, and the Lakers got something to play for. Phoenix Suns, they don't got squat to play for, but continuity. And guess who's not playing on the Suns tonight? I don't know, some guy named Kevin Durant.
I thought it was Cameron Payne.
Another dude named Chris Paul. And then you have another dude named Devin Booker. They just sitting around watching the game like everybody else. The Suns don't got squat to play for. Hey, it's that time of the year, folks. Rest, choke, tank, lose. NBA's only going to have one winner, so I guess they might as well just sit out, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We come back from the break. I'm going to tell you about somebody else in another sport. He choked tonight, too. He ain't do it on purpose. I'll fill you in on CBS Sports Radio.